The Lady Cats volleyball team closed their season on senior night with a 3-1 district match loss to Mount Pleasant Tuesday night. And I talked with Lady Cats volleyball coach Allison Irvin on Wednesday morning.
Last night was kind of a big night, being senior night and parents night. And our two seniors, I want to start by saying, did outstanding last night. Both Jesse and Desi have been playing in this program for a long time. And Desi had double-double, same as what you call in basketball, but she had a double-double of kills and digs. Jesse had double-digit kills, really helped us out in blocking too. They really wanted to play well last night. So we started out well in the first. We really had a battle that match or that set. It wasn't like easy, but by no means, but they worked hard and they played as a team, and we had a lot of high energy. The second set, I'd have to say, was typical of what we've seen this year, something that we hope to break soon. We kind of relax after we get that win. In the past, whenever we won a big set, we kind of relax, and then we lose that adrenaline, I guess you could say, to that sense of urgency, and then we go back out, and they got a good, quick lead on us and won the second one pretty easily, I would say. The third set, I thought we did great coming out quick. And we got a good lead on them. I don't remember for sure what it was, maybe like 11-4 or something. I don't remember what it was. But then there was a series of calls that definitely turned the momentum of the match for both teams back and forth. And some of them were quite frustrating or confusing, I guess, at times. But and then the fourth, we played hard, but we just couldn't pull it out. And I saw great things last night for a last match, but we just got to keep working. We have some work to do, but I'm definitely excited for where we're going with all the other 10 girls that are returning.
Yeah, so. You mentioned the two, and they are key players, and
yes,
they
sir.
Will be definitely missed. But what about the future? And you see from all these girls you've got coming back, so many freshmen.
Right. We do. We have five juniors that have been outstanding. They have an outstanding work ethic. They're very coachable. They care about it. They love volleyball. They're returning. And then we have two sophomores and then three freshmen. Mm-hmm. So we have 10 girls that are coming back. And honestly, we kind of feel like, you know, if we needed to, we could fill the gaps with what we have right now on the team. We're definitely going to be keeping our eyes open of how everyone develops over the course of the next year. But a lot of our young age is just the lack of experience on the court. So even though we may be able to know how to pass, set, hit, and block, knowing where to place those blocks, the timing of the blocks, the angles to play on defense, that's a lot of experience that we don't have here that a lot of teams that we do play have, because they do play year-round. And these girls, our girls are – they're athletic and they can play multiple sports, and they're not just specializing in volleyball. So we see them in volleyball season, but then they go on to basketball and softball and so forth and so on. So we're just gonna have to work a little bit harder when we do have them, and in the summer, and getting prepared for our season. So.
Good news too, both the JV and freshman teams had winning records this year and did quite well.
Yes, they did. And that's outstanding, thinking that we have three of those freshmen. I think the coach last night was kind of surprised. He complimented me on the freshman team, saying how athletic they were. And I said, yes, without a doubt. And I go, we got three of them on varsity too. And he didn't realize that. So I think it was kind of, he's like, what? And so we have a strong young group of sophomores and freshmen. They really got the chemistry going, especially that freshman group. They played together last year. A lot of them went to camps this summer together, and then they played well this year. A lot of girls stepped up in roles on the freshman JV team. They had helped fill in gaps here and there or play maybe new positions. And it's a good thing for our program to see that down there. We just got to keep building on it.
KSST Sports